Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope everybody's doing well. Today we're going to be talking about first principles. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, 29, Psalm 39, 7 through 13, Proverbs 10, 3 through 5, and Luke 5, 1 through 20 are our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year. Our focal passage today is going to come from Luke 5, verse 4, which says, put out into deep water. We're going to be talking today about first principles. I find myself compelled to discuss Paul's pregnant phrase, pray in the Spirit. There are times in my own life, as I am sure that there are in yours, when I struggle in prayer and find it difficult to concentrate, only to discover that suddenly I am taken out of myself and given a freedom that transforms my prayer time from that point on. When this happens, I know I have been praying in the Spirit. This is the kind of thing about which the Apostle Paul is exhorting us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Formal prayer is fine, and it has its place. But oh, how we need to experience more times of praying in the Spirit. But how do we attain these times? Is it the Spirit's responsibility to bring us there? Or do we have some responsibility in this matter too? I believe we can learn to pray in the Spirit. Some first principles are these. One, come to God with an attitude of dependence. This means recognizing that your greatest need in prayer is not an ability to put words together or form fine phrases, but the Holy Spirit's empowerment. Two, yield yourself totally to the Spirit, letting Him guide and direct your praying. Be continually aware that He wants to have the bigger part in your prayer life. Start with these two simple principles. Learning to depend less and less on your own experience and ability and more on the Spirit's enabling. Once you experience what it means to pray in the Spirit, you will long to experience it more and more. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, our appetite for being welted overcomes us at times. Our appetite is being whetted by wanting to know you more. Help us to launch out into the deep and to give ourselves to you in a way that you are willing to give yourself to me. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at John 3, 22 through 27, 2 Chronicles 20, 21, 20 and 12, and 2 Corinthians 3, 3 through 5. And keep these two questions in mind. How did Paul express his dependence upon God? And two, what was John's declaration? Got those flip-flops, so it's going to look different on the screen. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.